This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Wonder Woman hits theaters today, directed by a woman and starring a woman. But there is another movie opening this weekend, a much smaller film to be sure, with its own statement about gender and female characters and women who make movies. It's called Band-Aid. Zoe Lister-Jones, who you might know from television, Life in Pieces on CBS, wrote, produced, and directed. Thanks for coming into the studio.
Thanks for having me.
Why did you want to make this movie?
Well, I think I've always been interested in kind of the inner workings of long-term relationships. I'm a child of divorce, so I think those themes have always been something that have kind of confounded me, why couples choose to stay together and how they do that. And I also love writing songs, and I knew that I wanted to find a story that had music at its center. So it was sort of the convergence of those two things that led to a couple who fights through songs.
And try to heal themselves through song. I mean, that's that's the thing. You roll through to the end credits of this thing, the first thing is written, produced, and directed by Zoe Lister-Jones, which meant you had all kinds of control over this thing, obviously. And one of the things you did was you hired an all-female crew.
Yeah.
Tell me about that decision.
Well, I think in my experience, both in front of the camera and behind it, I had become very aware of the underrepresentation of women on film and TV crews. And I think on top of that, I also have found in my own life that something kind of inexplicably magical happens when women come together. And I wanted to see what it would feel like. I could have this sort of creative social experiment, but also offer opportunities to women in departments where they're rarely given them.
Was it a different kind of set?
Very different, yeah. The energy was markedly different from any set I had ever been on. And every actor who came on set would immediately remark that this was something really different. You know, it was a very nurturing and supportive and communicative set, but it was also highly efficient. You know, not only was like, were we all really taking ownership over the work and kind of everyone was a visionary in their own right, but everyone was so anticipatory of what anyone else might need at any moment in the way that many women can be. And yeah, I found it remarkable. And there's a band in the movie called The Dirty Dishes that Adam and Fred and I are in. And we just recorded a music video.
Oh, did you really? Oh, that's great.
For our first single. And I hired an all-female crew for that too. And so it was really nice to continue on that track and kind of just start to settle into it as more of the norm, at least for my productions.
What's it going to be like then when you go back to television as the season starts and it's not all female?
You know, I mean, I had to do that last season because we shot a year ago. And there are so many men that I love working with. And it's not at all an indictment of men. But I do think that the system is broken, you know. And I think that there's been a lot more discourse around inequities in our industry, gender inequities. But I don't see enough action being taken. So I feel like, for me, at least, in order to really like subvert the paradigm, it had to be kind of on extreme terms and say like, no, it's going to be all or nothing. Because I think when you set out to say, I'm going to hire as many women as possible, you end up with the same ratio because the cards are just stacked too much against us in terms of like, well, she doesn't have as much experience as that guy or, you know, relationships that are existing that people want to continue to.
Right. And that's the pipeline thing that you hear in corporate America. You hear it in Silicon Valley. You hear it all over the place. Mm-hmm. And so if you go in with the mindset of it's going to be everybody.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think it's just about like understanding that the quote unquote risk that might be taken in hiring someone who might have less experience or who you might have never worked with before is sort of imperative right now.
Zoe Lister-Jones, the film is called Band-Aid, opens tomorrow. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.